Good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath to all of you. And those who are listening in cyberspace. If we have visitors today, make yourself at home. You are welcome here. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's in Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. By the King James. Inherit all things. Did you notice that? All things. The title of my message today is Inherit All Things. What an incredible, incredible promise. What are all things? God, the creator of all things, which includes the vast universe, the planets, the stars, everything that exists. And on top of that, he is promising us sonship. Wow, what a promise. And this promise is coming straight from God's mouth. God is willing to share all things with us. Imagine that. Could be there more? You bet there is. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I'm going to read it from the King James Bible. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things, plural, which God had prepared for them that love him. Wow. Do you love him? I know you do. God's promises are sure, and it is mesmerizing to even think of what he has in mind. As a child, I would get all excited when my parents would tell me, hey, we got a surprise for you. Well, it's the same here. I can hardly wait to see what God has in mind, in store for us. Let's analyze this verse and see what we can learn. God has given us the choice of thought. We can think on whatever we want. And also, he has given us a great gift, which is imagination, which I have been speaking several times before. When we read this scripture, we can clearly see that God has put a safety vault, a no entry. You can't even imagine what's inside. And I believe it is a great surprise. He says, neither have entered into the heart of men the things, again plural, which God has prepared for those who love him. God has locked the door. He allows us to use our imagination on anything, but on something that is perhaps one of the greatest events that surely will come to pass. He's shut the door. But it is written, eye has not seen. Our imagination has taken us to many places. The entertainment industry has worldwide taken us to journeys where we would desire to hope that they could be real, like Star Trek, Star Wars, Avatar, and others, many others. My eyes have seen many things, and in the course of time, they got a little dim, and it was hard for me to see things they really clearly are. But I had cataract surgery, and it's like getting a new set of eyes. I have seen many beautiful places, in different parts of the world where I would love to live. I have seen fantasy movies where one could wish that they were real, but God has something else in mind. We live in a society, a country, who has used their imagination to the max. Here's a quote from a deep thinker and a scientist. Albert Einstein, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. You know, with imagination, you can do anything, go anywhere at the speed of thought, be anything or anyone you desire to be. But why do you suppose that it is more important than knowledge? God has not allowed us to imagine what he has in store for us. Perhaps It is that in our imagination is where great ideas and knowledge is conceived. Knowledge, like a domino effect, has been increasing year after year, month after month, and it is getting to be that it will increase by the hour. Can we stop it? But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That's in Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4. I read it from the King James. We can see through history how knowledge increases. It took thinkers, imaginative people, like the Wright brothers, who wanted to fly like a bird. Motor cars replaced the horse and buggies. Electricity replaced candles. Then came communication with the telegraph. But as knowledge increased, the telephone took over. I'm old enough to have witnessed communication with the telegraph. I remember passing by the telegraph office, watching several people receiving and sending messages through the telegraph. My father was a telegraphist in the Mexican army. I remember the first computers that took big room and held small amount of information compared to what the cell phone can do today. You heard that from Mr. Sagley not that long ago. We don't need to go to the library. We don't need to go to the library. We don't need roadmaps to get where we're going. We don't need a television to watch almost any TV program. I can watch and communicate with many of my friends and other people in the world with my cell phone in their language. Clark Kent doesn't have a phone booth where he can change into Superman. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard. Brethren, have you heard the latest? Watch out for AI. It has arrived. Like a Frankenstein, artificial intelligence has come to life. There is no telling what artificial intelligence will do next. And as I said, it is in our imagination knowledge is conceived. I have a question for you. Does artificial intelligence have imagination? You bet it does. And they labeled it as artificial imagination. Scary, huh? But I will not go into that or speculate what the next bit of artificial intelligence will bring. Remember the scripture in verse 22. I'm going to read it from the King James. And the Lord God said, behold, man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Aren't we glad that God banished man from the garden? Brethren, we're being observed from above, from heaven. And it isn't just God, but a man-made satellite from the first heaven. It can see you. It can hear you. It knows where you are and where you're going. It makes me think of Ecclesiastes 10:20 from the NIV. It reads, do not revile the king even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom, because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say. Wow. You know, Jesus said also in Luke 12, verse 3, what you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the housetops. Don't be afraid. Please do not be afraid. I'm not here to scare anyone or being a bearer of bad news, especially with our youth. But I want to proclaim the fantastic news of the things that God has revealed to us who obey him. Although we are not even allowed to imagine the surprise that God is holding from us, But we can contemplate on the promises that are sure and think of the things that God has created. Meditate on the world tomorrow. And I get all excited knowing that in the future, children will play next to wild animals and won't get hurt. Can you just visualize children doing that? We have the most unusual cat. It's not the most attractive cat. Most people would turn their heads away from it because it is an Egyptian hairless cat. But we have fallen in love with it because we have never seen a cat behave and love you back the way this little creature acts. In the future, wild animals will be perhaps lovable as this little cat. You know, I've been thinking of illustrating children playing with wild animals, which will be tame in the world tomorrow. Can you just visualize a world free of danger? A world like a fantasy coming to life? Let us meditate in the future. God has revealed us the outcome, and it is good news. In spite of the bad news that you hear today, we must focus on God's promises. When you turn on the news channel, mostly announce bad news. Newspapers should be called bad news. People wouldn't recognize the difference anyway, because bad is good, so they claim. Let us concentrate on the good news of the kingdom of God. Like a child, I'm anxious to know what is the surprise that God is holding from us to those who love him. Is it a mineral, a vegetable, or an animal? Let's read Hebrews 10:22. I will read that to you from the King James Bible. It says, "Let us draw near with true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for who promised is faithful." Yes, God is faithful. All of his promises are sure. Okay, my last scripture, please, let's turn to Psalms 10 and verse 11. I'm going to read it from the New King James. Psalm 16, verse 11, it says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Did you get that? Pleasures, plural, forevermore. Yes. Brethren, those are the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So let us prepare ourselves to inherit all things. Have a great Sabbath.